Brother, what's your name?
Bijan.
Bijan? Everybody stretch your hands to Bijan. Father, we thank you for our brother. We thank you for the call of God that's on his life. And I see you with a fishing pole. And the Lord says, let's go fishing. The Lord has put a heart of compassion in you. And the Lord is going to begin to break your heart for the lost. I see you have a tackle with many different lures. Because God is calling you to a lot of different people. And you're going to be the type of person who just knows what to say to every different type of person there is. Because not everybody is the same. But there's going to be such a pull of compassion on your heart that when you meet a person, you're just going to know what to say. And all of a sudden, I see the hearts just beginning to break. That they're going to begin to just to spill the beans, just to tell their life to you. Because they're going to say, wow, I can trust this person. God has given you that gift of compassion. And I say, Lord, really beginning to break. I see tears beginning to flow. I see you looking at someone and just tears are flowing for them. And the Lord says, as you sow in tears, you will reap a great harvest in joy. But Lord says, I have called you an evangelist. I have put fire in your mouth to proclaim with power and with authority to the places that I'm going to send you and to those I'm sending you to. You're going to be kind of divided in kind of like the upscale kind of normal people, and then those are kind of on the fringe and forgotten. But you're going to have a talent and very multifaceted, very adaptable in any circle, in any area that you're going to be, because God has given you that ability to minister to all the types of people there is. Because first and foremost, the Lord says, it's birthed out of compassion in your heart, and I have given you a heart of compassion, says the Lord.
Of course, go ahead, Pastor John.
I have a word for you too. The Lord says you understand lineage and family and heritage and bloodlines. But the Lord says, yes, that's important. Know that I have royal blood flowing through your veins. He says, know that your connection is with me and me with you. He says, in this time, in this season, you're going to understand what it is to be a child of God. He says, get ready and get set. He says, you've seen some good times. He says, but you're going to see a lot better times. They're on the way. He says, joy and peace, you're going to really know it. He says, there's been some situations, even some betrayals that have offset you. And you said, why? How? They are supposed to be family. They were supposed to be friends. But the Lord says, forget it. He says, move on. He says, I'm going to connect with you, and I'm going to put people that are in your path that have the life, the joy, and the gift of God in them, and you're going to connect with them. And he says, you're going to just catapult forward. He says, get ready, get set. He says, it's going to be good for you, says the Lord.